T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On a criminal situation, I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Do you have any comment at all on the Antonio Brown allegations that are out there?
No.
Not a word to say?
Didn't I just answer that? I just said that.
Dale Arnold.
And if the Patriots put him on the field and it turns out badly, they look like the worst football team in the history of the National Football League.
New England's carrying on business as normal.
Which Keith?
You know, the credo there shouldn't be do your job. It should be we'll take him.
It's the Patriot way.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
You tomorrow.
Made the mark, but I was born.
I got an app for that.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Our buddy Steve DiAssi is in the house. We'll talk to Peter King at the bottom of the next hour. And we'll get right back to the calls with you guys in just a moment. You know, we told you the news out of New York, well, New Jersey, where Adam Gase announced today that his quarterback, Sam Darnold, has mono. Will at least
kissing
miss,
disease.
Will at least miss Monday's game.
High school what it kissing is. Disease is what it
trust
is.
Trust me, it's not always that.
Sam Darnold.
So there's this little. I'm trying to figure out if it's a real cat fight or if it's a pretend cat fight.
Ooh, cat fight.
So Diana Rossini from ESPN, she tweets out, "I had mono when I was Sam's age. Trainers on my team were most concerned about my spleen. I felt okay, but the idea of that part of my body getting hit was enough to sit for 2 weeks. It was the worst." To which Mina Kimes responded, "Congrats on the kissing." To which Diana Rossini responded, "Two things Mina Kimes never had to worry about in college. One, getting kissed.
Wow.
Two, getting hit by someone as the captain of the chess club."
Wow. Wow, that's a burn, huh?
That's awesome.
Jeez. Whoa.
That's all on there.
Wow.
Maybe they will fight. I don't know. I thought it was a good little response by Mina Kimes. I thought it was a funny little retort.
Here they go.
Yeah.
How about that?
Saucer of milk for two?
617.
Where's my popcorn? I'm going to sit back and watch this.
I know. 617-779-7937. Let's get back to the calls with you guys. We'll talk to Peter King at the bottom of the hour. Joe's calling from work. Joe, I appreciate the fact that you're calling, but shouldn't you be working?
I'm doing both, Dale.
Okay, good enough.
Multitasking.
You kind of took my thunder on at the end of your last segment about Belichick and taking Antonio. I kind of think that he looks at it more than just a player. He's looking at the league as a whole. And if he can prevent Antonio Brown from going to, say, i.e. the Kansas City Chiefs and possibly running into them come playoff time with him on the team, should everything work out, I think he would much rather control the situation from his seat and not give anybody that kind of an opportunity. So both sides of the coin type of thing.
Well, I'll say this. I don't picture Belichick ever making a roster move because he's concerned about another team. He makes a roster move based on what he thinks is best for his team.
Yeah,
right?
I think
but if there's a bonus.
I think that is an added benefit. Yeah. It's obvious. But they've wanted this guy for a while.
I don't think he makes the move because, hey, we got to get him because Kansas City's going to get him otherwise. Right.
Nope, but it helps, and especially when he's just available for nothing. Like, they wanted him, again, I keep going back to it, but they wanted him in March, and they were willing to give him a first-round pick. And now when he's just available to anybody in the league can grab him and not even have to take anything away from their team, either for the present or the future, then that's as good a value as you're ever going to see. And keep him away from really the only other contender I see in the AFC is the Chiefs.
Well, and we're also just ignoring the fact that they tried to trade for him in March.
What's what I said?
Yeah, so they were interested in him. It wasn't now, okay, he's a free agent, he can go anywhere,
but
let's keep him away from Kansas City. They wanted him in March.
They did. They've always wanted him, but you could also make the case that if the Steelers had to trade him, and it appeared as though they did, Kansas City could have traded for him too, right?
Yep.
Like, you're still preventing another team from having him. And that would also fly in the face of anybody who says he is so toxic that he would tear apart a team. Obviously, the Patriots brought him in, so they don't feel that way. And if you want to say the added benefit is he stays away from another team, like, if you thought he was this guy that was going to go in there and destroy a locker room, go ahead, Kansas City. You can take
help
him, and maybe you would end the season. But I don't think Bill Belichick views it that way.
No, I don't think so either. And if you look at the overall picture, that that could be a bonus. It's a bonus that you don't give. Like Mahomes needs another weapon. I mean, that's a ridiculously high powered offense anyway.
Right.
But as a bonus, sure. I think that to Dale's point, they had interest in AB well before
they were going to give up a first round pick to get.
And imagine Pittsburgh not taking that. And,
see, that's one of those things where that is a side topic, Steve. Yeah. I'm with you. That's just so bad for your business. Like, we can't trade him to a rival, so let's get a third and a fifth. It's like, you could have had a first.
Right.
But at that point, you just have to do the deal. You have to do what's best for your team, because guess what? You're not really, as proven by last Sunday, you're not going to be competing with the Patriots this year anyway. Well,
that's the other thing. I mean, that might be a historical rival, because you both have franchises that have won six Super Bowls,
right.
But in current day NFL, you're not the rival of the New England Patriots.
Different divisions. Plus,
get that
Antonio
first round pick.
If you get a first round pick for a guy who's 31 years old, Antonio Brown, I don't think is going to be
torching
you. Who
you wanted out anyway.
You wanted him out anyway. Is he going to torch you for the next 5 years?
But that's an old
three,
school,
you know?
That's an old school mentality. Oh, we don't want to give him to a division opponent or a rival or whatever. That's a very old school scenario. I can't imagine a guy like McVay or somebody in that scenario, one of these new age coaches.
Because even Belichick just finally made a trade with the Jets. He'd never made a trade with the Jets.
A little
the only
different
team in the
reason for him on that one, though. He hated them.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah. But still holding on to a grudge. And I would just say, if in years past the best deal came from the Jets, then you should have done it. And I don't know if that's ever happened, but this time he says, all right, you'll flip, you know, Demaryius Thomas.
Well, the Jets hated him as much as he hated
Correct.
The Jets.
Correct. It was mutual. There was a pretty mutual hatred there. Phil's up in Maine. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you?
What?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I want to come at it from a different angle, okay? I'm not going to attack Belichick per se for wanting a player like this, but why in the hell did we look at what he did in Oakland? This guy's behavior was erratic. He lied about a lot of things, I believe.
But Phil, let me let you keep going, Phil. But wouldn't you say all of the Oakland stuff wasn't that just a way to get out of Oakland? Don't you see it as that?
I don't necessarily. Yes and no. What I'm saying, is I understand what you're saying. He just, you know, he was doing this because he clearly wanted to be out of Oakland.
Right.
And how I'm going to counter that, is it, yes, that's probably the case.
Okay.
But how do you know that, and that being the truth? Because look at what he, so let's say hypothetically he told Bill Belichick, hey, this girl's coming down the road, you know, I'm having problems with her. This is what you're going to see. It's no big deal, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, you're not going to hear anything about it. His behavior and everything dictates, like, how can you take his word? How can you take him for that?
Well, no, because if you do believe that he just wanted out of Oakland, you would say it's not going to be like that with a team that he wants to be on.
Yeah,
I think he's already proven that out.
Until he suddenly decides he wants to get away from you.
And maybe, and I don't know why he'd want to leave New England, and I don't think they really want him for much more than a year anyway. And I think a lot of these guys, that you've always had a honeymoon period. It's just how long does it last? Randy Moss, everybody talks about Randy Moss like, oh, it could work out just like him. It did work, and then it didn't. Yeah. They had to trade him away in 2010.
When it stopped working,
they got rid of him. And that's what would happen with Antonio Brown.
Absolutely.
And
right.
And I look at all of that stuff in Oakland, the feet, the wire taps, all that stuff, helmets.
Hot air balloon.
Already, that hasn't happened here. He hasn't tweeted or Instagram. He had the Instagram when he landed here.
Yep.
And he retweeted a Patriots team account.
Oh, he has Twitter. Disappeared.
And has then, not any of either well, one.
Ever since security confiscated his phone, Patriots security.
Yeah. And he's out there. He's early so far. I mean, I know it's 2 days, but he's been early to the facility. He was wearing a helmet with no issues. He was on the practice field yesterday. So I think that's already a pretty good indication that the Oakland stuff was all just a show to get out of there.
And the simplicity of understanding that I don't even think somebody like Antonio Brown, if he tried to blow up the Patriots locker room, could do it.
I don't think he could.
I don't think he could.
Because if it got that bad, they would just say, see you later.
Absolutely right. Yeah. The Oakland locker room, okay. That situation there with a retread, you got Gruden coming back in, and you got Mayock, who was never in a front office to begin with,
no,
and I love Mike. I've known him since my freshman year at BC, but he's never been in a front office.
And also the team leaders there. I mean, again, they have so much turnover. They got rid of Khalil Mack.
Right.
They don't have Amari Cooper. They have Derek Carr.
And you can't compare the two locker rooms.
No, not even close. No.
Let me ask you this theoretical, okay? And you'd know better than I would the mentality within the locker room. Let's say, for the sake of our argument, that Bill Belichick knew there were at least some allegations, at least something percolating, which is what I believe is the case. He doesn't tell Tom Brady that. And Tom Brady invites this guy to stay at his home.
Interesting.
Do you think Brady's got a beef with Belichick at that point?
I do. I think he has a legit concern with Belichick at that point. I don't think it affects their professional relationship, though. I think that's something where Brady goes up to him man-to-man and says, really, you did this? What do you tell, you know, my wife and kids here, and you're doing this? That's, they've, all these things that have come across the table or across the desk in the 20 years these guys have been together, they have that professional relationship, and I'm sure they have a personal relationship. One is strong, one is almost invincible, the other one is, you know, a personal relationship.
And again, this was information that he never wanted out there. Right, he told Robert Kraft that he invited him to the house. Kraft went and told Al Michaels, and now Sunday Night Football, and now every interview he's done afterwards has been a question that he doesn't want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm not getting into all that, so, yeah.
I believe that kind of confirmed that he's staying at his house, because it would have been so easy to be like, no, he's not at my house.
Well, we got to check the account for the high school lacrosse player from Connecticut to see if there's more videos or
more
photos
of those guys there.
Yeah.
But isn't it a lot easier to say, no, he's not at my house, like, next question, than, like, I'm not getting into that? I read that as, of course he's staying at my house. And then when Giselle had her post yesterday about, hey, we don't really know what's going on in people's lives, again, could be coincidence, but I felt like at that time, that was definitely about Antonio Brown. She said, it's easy to make quick judgments about someone, but what a person shows to the world can be just a tiny piece of themselves. We never know what someone is really going through, all their challenges, pain, and scars.
And they're good enough, and they're smart enough.
Doggone it.
Doggone it, people like them.
Well, we all do. All right. Mike's in Framingham. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing? People are saying, somebody said earlier, we don't need AB. I remember when we beat the Jets in 2010, earlier in the season, crushed them. We lost them in the playoffs. And then those times we played Denver in the playoffs, we lost to them. We lost Edelman before. So take what you can get. You should never feel that you don't need anybody.
Right, especially when they're available for nothing.
Agreed.
Like, it's one thing if you're trading all your future picks for guys to stock up. Like, you don't have to do that every year if you feel like you're set. But if they're just out there, yeah, you owe it to the whole organization to take a guy like this.
At any position of someone of that magnitude, top two or three receivers in the entire game. Give me, if someone's offering you a top left tackle for a top
nothing.
Two or three left tackle for just some money,
you do it.
Any position. It doesn't matter. You do it. The baggage he brings with him becomes the X factor there. That's all.
By the way, in the theoretical situation I posed to you, I believe Belichick knew there was something out there. There were some allegations being made. It might become public. And I think he told Brady. I don't think he would let Brady invite this guy into his home and
then find out
he's been accused of rape. And, oh, yeah, darn it. You know, I meant to mention that to you, Tom.
Right. How do you withhold that?
I think he would have told Tom.
So does that lend credence to the idea that he didn't know about it, or that he did know and told Tom? I think he knew and told Tom.
That makes the most sense to me.
It does.
Just based on common sense.
You don't do that to another grown man. You just don't do something like that. Let him bring that into his house without understanding what's going on.
A quick update here. Andy Sheehan, who is an investigative reporter in Pittsburgh, has a couple of recent tweets. He says, Northern Regional Police Chief says he has no sexual assault investigation involving Antonio Brown. Chief Robert Aman says Brown's accuser never filed a complaint with his department. The woman, of course, has filed a civil suit against Brown alleging rape. But those are his two most recent tweets there. Because remember yesterday...
And even the DA yesterday kind of walked back.
Yeah. He's like,
initially, he said, you know, we're going to investigate these. And then he said, no, that's not what we meant. There was a child endangerment charge that was brought up. We looked into it. Everything's fine. And so he even backed off from it. It didn't make sense to us that all of a sudden, based on these allegations in this civil suit, how could the DA's office, how could the police department investigate something that allegedly happened 2 years ago and wasn't reported at the time. Where do you go?
I would think that'd be pretty tough.
Yeah, it's difficult. But what happens in this situation is there is a giant umbrella over this whole thing now. The questions come up. Well, why didn't she file charges? Well, why did she go back to the house? Or why? There's the reason you can't really bring those things up is because now there's this giant umbrella covering the whole thing that's about her being traumatized. There's trauma makes you do some crazy things sometimes. So the idea that you question, well, how could she go back there the next morning to get her stuff by herself?
Yeah, and I mean,
you're a bad guy if you question,
right?
That.
And we hate that you even have to in a case like this. You can't just automatically believe the woman. You would like, you wish that you could, but unfortunately, there are examples of.
But what you can't do is say she's a liar.
True. Well, we don't know yet.
No. I'm saying you can't say.
But
she's lying.
But one of them is lying.
Absolutely. Right.
That's what we know. Yes. Because she said this happened, and he and his PR team immediately said, "I didn't do any of that."
Do we agree?
So someone is completely lying.
Absolutely.
Do we agree that the in the court of public opinion right now that. And if you go,
he's more guilty.
He's guilty
in the court of public opinion.
Yes, absolutely, without even.
First of all, he's the famous person involved,
yes.
And he's the one being accused of this. And
agreed.
So he's absolutely being viewed
and
as guilty.
And if he's guilty, then by all means,
throw him in prison forever.
To take every bit of money he has. And yeah. I understand that $75,000. Lawsuit is only the foundation.
That's gets
to get
in
right,
there. Right. Yeah.
It's going to be for a lot more money.
Exactly
than
right. Then by
but
all
he should,
means.
If now I know how civil criminal. I know the difference. I'm just saying.
Yep.
If he is guilty, it shouldn't even be the money. Like he should be in prison. But that's again.
But
that's
again,
another whole thing. I know that's not what she's going for.
And because it's a civil case, she only has to win 51% to 49%.
Right.
In a criminal case.
Right.
She has to win like 99%.
The burden of proof is much higher in a criminal case. Yeah, so, but again,
and maybe that's the sole reason, but again, I don't know. And again, it's impossible to put yourself really in either one of their shoes.
Absolutely right.
Right? Like, we don't know what happened.
But does
we're
it
just
make
looking
you,
at some of the details that have sort of come out the last 2 days.
Okay, it doesn't make you a bad guy to question Antonio Brown, does it?
No, of course
in
not.
In this situation, he's one part of this lawsuit, correct? But it makes you a bad guy if you question her. Is that true? Are you a bad person?
Yeah, you're worse for
yeah,
sure.
No,
are you a bad person to question Antonio Brown?
Well, yesterday I poked some holes in her case,
mm-hmm.
things that just looked strange to me at
right.
first reading, and I got accused of abdicating rape. To advocate for rape out there.
Well,
I mean, really?
But that's the extreme of social media.
Well, here's,
yeah.
also,
that's just absurd.
Here's also what the reality is. In this type of sensitive situation, you immediately have people, before they even read the story, they're going to have some that Antonio Brown 100% is guilty. No matter what, they just read the headline and Antonio Brown is guilty.
Right.
The other kind of sick part is you have a group of people, too, that will immediately say, without even looking at it, she's 100% a liar.
Right. Cash
both grab. Both are dead wrong.
Right.
Like, you got to unfortunately let this play out. And I know, especially for us, we're in this knee-jerk reaction kind of business, and we have to talk about it.
Right.
But we only have so much information, and we don't know. And the really tricky part of it is we probably never know 100% for sure because we're talking about things that happened a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And barring some more video recordings or some more, you know, damaging emails. And again, the emails that we saw don't make Antonio Brown look good, but they also don't make him look 100% guilty. So it's really difficult to navigate through this. One more thing real quick, Dale. Andy Sheehan, that guy from Pittsburgh again. He has a quote from Chief Robert, a man on Antonio Brown's accuser. He says, quote, "If she would come forward to report a sexual assault, we would start a criminal investigation. But since she hasn't, we have no investigation at this time." So that's the latest out of Pittsburgh.
So theoretically, that could change tomorrow.
But doesn't that go without saying?
Yeah, so I don't know what they were talking about yesterday.
I think they lost themselves.
Start an investigation if no one makes a charge.
But yeah, again, and isn't that particularly obvious? Well, if a woman comes in with an allegation of rape, you're going to investigate it, correct?
But I don't
think
that doesn't sound like she's going down the criminal investigation route anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim's in Quincy. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Guys, how you doing? Good. I just find the timing of this very questionable. You know, 3 different occasions this happened is kind of very questionable.
Why is that part questionable?
Well, if you sexually assaulted one time and then you go back for two and three, that's
unfortunately, that is not unusual.
That does happen, and if you read it, they certainly escalated each time
and
as well.
And the other part of that equation, it's the same for abuse. There's been repeated.
Unfortunately, that scenario is quite common.
Yeah.
But you know, and then she's so traumatized, but she can't meet with the NFL because she's getting married this weekend.
Well, she's going to meet with him next week.
Well, but she's getting married this weekend.
Yeah,
I understand.
What's that got
she
to
can't
do?
I mean, she can't do that?
I'm not... Listen,
Tim, you're
not,
making no sense
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
You know, the timing is very questionable.
I disagree with that. That's like the one thing that's not... The timing to me is really not, and especially because there was some leaked out stuff over the weekend.
That's why they filed the lawsuit on Monday.
That kind of pushed
the timing's irrelevant.
Because my guess is she would have done this.
Wiggy was hung up on the timing yesterday. Yeah. The timing is
I wonder if she maybe wasn't going to do it, or maybe she was, and it certainly would have been after she was getting married. I'm sure the wedding has been planned for a while.
A long time.
I don't think she was like, you know what we're going to do the week before the wedding is
this. Oh, I promise she did not want to do case. This.
Yeah.
This
week you're doing
of
on your honeymoon?
Weeks.
Yeah, right. Come back, fly back from Hawaii, and you know, get down to this. So
the fact is, so
many weird tentacles to this whole thing.
The whole text chain was leaked on Saturday.
Yes,
the first courtroom they could get into after it got leaked, it's out there now, was Monday, which is what they did.
Right.
They weren't going to file charges. They weren't going to file this lawsuit on Monday, except for the leak on Saturday.
Yeah,
the Monday before she gets married, she's going to put this out there.
Yeah,
intentionally.
No.
Chance.
And I mean, again, to say that, it happened once, so it should never happen again. Like, that's victim shaming, is what you're doing there, right? Like, if you're like, you should never let that happen again. You saw that coming. It's like, well, no, that's not how it works.
What her fiance thinks right now?
Yeah,
my guess is he has to have known.
Right.
I mean, I shouldn't say that.
Nah, yeah. Who knows?
No, you don't.
My guess is he knows, but I don't know that.
It's a crazy world. It could be, I don't know. You're right.
I don't know.
How do you have that conversation?
Oof.
Oh, well, that's very romantic. Of course I'd like to marry you.
Also,
but I got to tell you.
Do you watch the NFL at all?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
you got to sit down.
That's so many, like I said, the more you talk about this, the more crazy scenarios that you can come up with.
And you also get a feeling that this won't be the last time Antonio Brown is in the news for something other than catching a touchdown.
That's a good guess.
I would be I'm surprised that we haven't heard anything else coming to light about this, if there's, you know, if there's something else happening. Because if you're a guy that's willing to do what he's alleged to have done,
she's probably not the only one.
It's hard to believe she would be the only person that he would have done it with.
Right. If you're willing to do that,
I
got to imagine that. I don't know. I don't know the psychology. I don't know the thinking. I don't know. But it's just, another crazy avenue you can go down when you start talking about these things.
You know, we mentioned earlier that Adam Gase broke the news that Sam Darnold's got mono and is going to miss multiple weeks.
Yeah.
He also dropped the news that Le'Veon Bell's undergoing an MRI on his shoulder.
It's Jets. Mm.
Things are going well for the Jets right now, I'd
Jets
say.
Gonna
huh?
Jets. Yep.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. We'll get the national perspective from Peter King from Football Night in America and his column Football Morning in America. He's coming up next after we trend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for our regular weekly visit with Peter King from Football Night in America and, of course, his column Football Morning in America. Peter, brought to you by Needham Bank. Good morning, Peter.
Dale, how are you? Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Just a normal week of football preparation in these parts. Not much for storylines going on around here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's just sad, you know, because, I mean, it's sad on two fronts. One, basically the Patriots are going to celebrate their sixth Super Bowl title, and which they do, and they just smash the Steelers, and they prove how good how great a franchise they are. Nothing can stop them. And then the Antonio Brown stuff happens a couple days later. First of all, they choose to sign him, which can be debated. And secondly, the story happens that apparently they didn't know anything about. And I'm not surprised that they didn't know anything about it. Why would anybody, Drew Rosenhaus, his attorney, Antonio, want anybody to know about this when they weren't positive when or if it was going to come out? They thought it might, but they weren't positive it was going to come out, so why be upfront about that? But, the whole thing is just, and then, it's the NFL's 100th season. Happy anniversary. Let's talk about Antonio Brown 24/7. It's just a crazy time.
Peter, if it was up to you, would you just release Antonio Brown right now if you're the Patriots?
That's a good question, Rich. I've thought about that. I probably wouldn't release him until I knew that that the story was either mostly true or true, because there is this thing in America about being innocent till proven guilty. He's been charged by someone in a civil suit with some very heinous crimes. And I just think that, I think we have to wait and see what the outcome of that is. But I probably would not release him right now. I'm not sure I would have signed him either and rewarded him for doing what he did with Mike Mayock and with John Gruden. But that's another story.
I think there are some semantic games being played here. It has been reported in a number of places that the Patriots were caught flat-footed by the lawsuit. They probably were. I find it very hard to believe that Drew Rosenhaus didn't at least alert the Patriots that there was something percolating. He even admitted yesterday, Rosenhaus did, that he and Antonio had been kind of anticipating this might happen. They had to tell Belichick that there was at least something going on.
I don't know if they did, Dale. I think that's a really good question to ask. And if they didn't, I think the relationship between Belichick and Rosenhaus might be affected. But I don't know the answer to it, because I don't think we really know to this moment, honestly, whether they were sure that this was going to be filed or whether they just thought it was an option. I mean, look, in my opinion, knowing Antonio Brown had to know that there was some incriminating evidence, if those text messages are real, I have no idea what they said. I know what it sounds like they said, but they're some of the most graphic, ugly, ridiculous things that a man can say to a woman. And again, the reason I say I don't know what they said is because it was so almost in some language that is like hieroglyphics to me, other than there was a lot of B words and a lot of other words that you can't say on a family radio station. But I mean, why in the world, why would Antonio Brown, who just signed this huge contract with the Patriots, getting a golden parachute onto the best team in sports, why in the world would he have not settled this? Why? I mean, that to me is utterly preposterous.
Well, if he didn't do it at all, right? If you are 100% innocent, why would you want to give a dime?
Then if you are 100% innocent, but Rich, here's the question. And again, if those text messages are real, if they are, I don't know if they are.
Right.
I guess I'm probably thinking it's more likely than not that they are real. Okay, but if what I'm saying is, Rich, that if Antonio Brown sent those text messages to her, mm-hmm. okay, and some linguist can translate them into English, which I don't think would be very hard, but it is a little bit of a challenge. If he knew that he sent those, okay, and he didn't settle this or he didn't try to make it go away at some point, well, he's a fool. But if those are phony, then good for him standing up for his rights and all that. But again, we'll see what happens. But this entire story doesn't look good for Antonio Brown, obviously.
And of course, the way it ended last year in Pittsburgh, if I remember correctly, you kept him off of your All-Pro ballot, right? Because of the way things went. And then obviously we saw it was well documented what happened in Oakland. And now you add this on top. We all know the Patriots would be successful to one degree or another without him, and they would be with him. If he's able to play this year and they have a lot of success, does it cheapen it or does it take away at all in your mind?
I think that depends on what happens with this case. to me, I think it's still more likely than not that there will be some disruption in his season with the Patriots, however it happens, whether it be commissioner's exempt list or if the Patriots find out something untoward, whether they get rid of him. But I do think that it's going to cast aspersions on whatever the Patriots do if indeed he's found guilty at the end and somehow, some way, the NFL allows him to play the season.
Let's talk about the commissioner's exempt list for just a moment, because I do think it is a dilemma for Roger Goodell in the NFL right now, because it could be that any unsworn civil allegation could take a player off a football field, and that's got to be it's got to be scaring them and the NFLPA to death.
No question about it, Dale, and that's why I think this is different than the Adrian Peterson story, because the Adrian Peterson story, a doctor saw some marks on his son that were not consistent with, say, falling down at the park. And it came to find out that these are from Adrian Peterson disciplining his child. So that was a little bit easier and seemingly more evidence-filled than this one. This is one of those cases where, as of this morning, it's a he said, she said case. And apparently they're not going to hear from the woman involved until next week because she's, as Adam Schefter reported, she's getting married this weekend. So this is a huge dilemma. I totally agree with you. And I don't know what is going to happen. My gut feeling is he's probably going to play this weekend. But I don't know, and I don't know how long that will last if indeed he does play this weekend. I think the other thing here, and again, I'm just reading the tea leaves, but I don't know how. I mean, I just dredged up. Dale, you remember the Christian Peters story?
Sure.
I'll never forget this. When the Patriots drafted Christian Peter back when Parcells was coach, they drafted him in the fifth round, and he was a potential first-round pick, but his stock plummeted because he had 8 incidents where either he was arrested or accused of something at college, including abuse of women, of a woman, I should say. And so the Patriots drafted him in the fifth round, and later that week, the Patriots ended up getting rid of him. And I talked to him, I think, 5 days after the draft, and he unloaded on the Patriots. Killed him because he said, I told them everything. They knew everything. I was totally frank with them about the whole thing. And that became I always thought that Myra Kraft probably had something. Probably had her husband's ear in that case. And I still have to think, regardless of what happened earlier this year in January with Robert Kraft at the day spa, I have to think that all of this is galling to him. It's galling. And what will he do? What will he think? I don't know. But there are so many tentacles to this story that that I wouldn't be surprised if any number of things happen. And that would include him playing the next 15 games for the Patriots, him not playing at all. That's why we're in such an unknown right now.
Peter, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Peter.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. He's right to bring up the Christian Peter comp here because the Patriots, for moral reasons and the morality belonging to Myra Kraft,
I was going
to
say,
said, no, we don't want him on
that
our
was,
team.
That's one example, and it was a long time ago.
And it was Myra.
It was Myra.
Unfortunately, is not
ago.
With us anymore.
Yep. I can give you a whole bunch of other examples,
yes,
can I?
Followed in the aftermath of that. I will continue to discuss it with you. We'll get back to the calls in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to the best.
You don't just wake up one day and become the best.
And confident.
You need to be confident in yourself, Dale. That's what you would have to be.
It's Dale and Keith on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. Our buddy Steve DiAssi is in the house with us here as the Patriots prepare to take on the Miami Dolphins. Now, they play the Dolphins Sunday. When last I checked, they were 19-point favorites.
Oof. Shime, is that the number we're looking at? You got a different number. 19 sounds like a pretty
last
big
time
number.
I checked, it was 18.5.
All right.
So okay. That half a point, that might make a difference in your bet, Shime.
That could be the difference.
Boston Sports Info had the stat earlier today. If you start in 2001, the beginning of the Belichick-Brady era,
and I don't mind
and take
doing
it
that.
Up until the present day,
right?
NFL road wins by 20 or more points. The NFL as a whole has 25. The Patriots themselves have 16.
I was going to say 15 of those.
Yikes.
No, they have 16.
Yeah,
the
right.
whole rest of the NFL's right. got 25.
Wow.
After the Patriots, the next most after them is 4. So the chances of them covering the spread are pretty good.
I would say 4 or 5 of those came in 07.
Probably.
The way Belichick was running. Oh, I'm sorry.
Probably, yeah.
Not allowed to say he was running up the score.
No, he was not doing
the
that.
The way the Patriots.
What, are they going to come to your house and beat you up or something?
They could.
Listen, I still have psychological issues from my Parcells Belichick days, okay? I do things for no reason. All I know, it leads to victory. That's all. I would bet that probably 2 or 3 of those were in 07. 07, they were running it up. That was, ridiculous. It had to be. I'm going to look
and
that
I,
up.
And I actually think that they may be running it up on Sunday.
I don't think so.
What?
But Brian Flores is going to sort of, yeah. I think he respects him too much. They're going to win. They're going to cover that number.
Right.
But it's not going to be Jeff Fisher. We're still throwing bombs in the fourth quarter.
I don't mean that part. The players within that locker room know full well how the last game in Miami ended. It's got to be galling and embarrassing. Now, ultimately, it didn't matter. They won the Super Bowl. But the way they lost that last game down there, coaching staff doesn't have to say anything.
Nope.
Bill Belichick doesn't have to say anything. They know how pissed off he was about that last year.
We also know that first-time Belichick disciples have a pretty decent record.
They do well. Matt Patricia, of all people.
They're talking themselves into this,
Josh
aren't
McDaniels
you?
Josh
did
McDaniels
it?
Didn't Vrabel.
Vrabel?
Vrabel
yeah.
did, too.
Yes, look out.
Not a so coach, Brian, but disciple. Yeah, but
Brian Flores gave up
knowledge.
A cool
right?
59 last week.
Yeah, well, that's a good Baltimore team.
That's a high-powered offense we're talking about. Remember them in the playoffs last? Oh, no. Sorry.
No, that's not great.
Not so hot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Let's get back to the calls. Dan's in Quincy. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
What's
going
on?
Quick question.
Yes.
With all this, with the allegations on Antonio Brown and everything, and it's disgusting if they are true. My question for you guys is, if he is just totally exonerated and everybody was, oh, my God, I can't believe this, is there anybody on either your radio station, national radio stations, are they going to stand up and tell Antonio Brown, I was wrong, I'm sorry?
I'm not sure who you're asking to do that.
I don't know of anybody who's convicting him.
Wrong about what?
About how all these allegations about how they're saying he shouldn't be playing, he should be out of the league.
Well, nobody on this show has said that, Dan. I mean,
you haven't heard that on this show.
Yeah, if anybody has said that, I guess you can ask them. I have no idea who said that, but if they did, it's up to them.
I mean, Christine Brennan wrote a piece today in which she says the commissioner has got to step in and put this guy on the commissioner's exempt list and not allow him to play. There have been, you know, some of the national pundits here or there who have said that they shouldn't allow him to play.
My guess is her opinion wouldn't change because she would say put him on the exempt list so you can get more information. And then if it's proven out that he didn't do anything wrong, she would still say, well, don't you feel better? At least you covered yourself. So I don't even think she would change her mind.
Agreed. And here's the other part of that equation, too. Because it's not a criminal case, because it's a civil case, you can lose a civil case and or win a civil case and still have some doubt in that scenario. You're not talking about a jury of 12 unanimously convicting someone. You're talking about a lesser level of proof.
I think the league issue and whether or not they put him on the exempt list, that does bring into account maybe that the whole idea of the slippery slope and everything else.
Right.
But if you're the team, it's completely up to you. I wouldn't cut him right now. I know we asked Peter King, and even Peter King, who's not a big Antonio Brown fan, he just said, you know, he wouldn't cut him either.
He wouldn't cut him, and he thinks he's going
to
play this weekend.
Would either of you guys cut him to say it's not worth the hassle? And even if he's proven to be, you know, innocent of this one, you're just afraid that, well, there's probably going to be another one.
Look, I didn't want them to bring him in anyway. Right. I mean, I was against bringing him in, but I wouldn't cut him for this.
Okay.
Because I think that the message you're sending is, we think he's guilty before anything has been adjudicated.
Right.
That's a little touchy for me.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. I had no problem with them bringing him in. I knew exactly what he was doing in Oakland. He was trying to get out of there. And I didn't approve.
That doesn't make it good, though.
I didn't approve of his methods. I didn't approve of how he handled it. But I also know that this is a different scenario. This locker room is different than what they have in Oakland,
exactly.
Different than what they have in Pittsburgh. And maybe I'm too optimistic, but I want him to buy into what the Patriots have been selling for years now, for years. And obviously he wanted some of the same thing. Whether he's capable of it, he may very well want to buy in. Whether he's capable of doing it, that's a different question. Just like Beckham.
Steve, I said earlier this summer, it's not going to end well in Oakland. Now, I didn't think it would end before he even played
start.
A game. I didn't think that.
Yeah. Right.
It's not going to end well here.
Right.
Agreed. I think it can. I have no idea how to predict the future, but it can because Darrell Revis, again, didn't have all the baggage Antonio Brown had, but Darrell Revis, that worked out perfect. They sort of use each other for a year.
Yep.
You win a Super Bowl, and you say, hey, that was really nice, and you can go get one last contract somewhere else.
Yep.
And if that's the case, and he does get that other contract, I don't think there'll be any ill feelings from Brown to the Patriots, and certainly not the other way.
Was there any ill feelings towards a guy like Brown who played here 1 year, wins a Super Bowl, and then goes and gets the highest left tackle contract in the history of the league?
No, but he also wasn't a problem
child. Good point.
I mean, in other words, they weren't sitting there going, if we got to deal with Trent again today.
True.
Well, Antonio also hasn't been a problem for the Patriots yet.
That we know of, absolutely
right,
true.
I mean, it's very, very early, right, obviously. Yes. He hasn't even played a game, but still, it hasn't been
yet.
Do
you think he can go the whole season without?
I do. I might be not. I absolutely do not.
I don't know.
He's going to show up late. He's going to miss a walkthrough.
Yep.
I don't know if he will. I think that was sort of allowed in Pittsburgh, and then it just sort of snowballed into what it was. He was in Pittsburgh for nine years.
It wasn't allowed in Oakland, and he got pissed off that they didn't allow it.
No, he didn't want to be in Oakland, though.
Here's the problem.
He never wanted to be in Oakland.
In the ongoing sweepstakes for the biggest clown receiver in the NFL, Beckham has decided he's still going to wear his $200,000 watch during the games.
The watch is worse than the helmet thing, and the reason is the helmet thing, even if Antonio Brown didn't believe it, you can come off across, you know, I don't see well out of it. I don't think it's safe. Blah, 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 blah. Like, it's an important piece of an equipment.
Right.
The watch but is the dumbest thing.
But he's Beckham is out clowning AB.
Yeah, he is. He is. He AB found a way to do it.
Might have to counter move.
He might have to get the ground back.
He might have to do something. Yeah, good point.
Right.
617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.